Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village 2015, I would like to introduce the General Manager of the Windermere Manor Hotel. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you doing? You okay?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Yeah, very well. Very busy and getting ready for all the exciting things for Site Village in Birmingham, having already done Site Village Glasgow and Edinburgh.
You're not only the General Manager of Windermere Manor, but you're also the Head of Sales and Marketing for all of the Vision Hotels, aren't you?
That's correct, yeah. So having been with the company for just over a year, I've decided to do a lot of proactivity to promote what Vision Hotels are about and to get more people from the blind and partially sighted communities involved in actually understanding and knowing about Vision Hotels across the UK. Because we have three magnificent hotels. But unfortunately, the one thing I found right back at the beginning was that a lot of people were unaware of the hotels. And because of things that were happening in the blind and partially sighted world, like certain hotels that were closing down, there seemed to be an impression that all the hotels that catered for blind and partially sighted guests were actually closing. And that's absolutely not the case. In fact, we're going from strength to strength at Vision Hotels. If I can just tell you a little bit about them, Joe, if you don't mind. We have the Clifton Hotel, which is in Timoth, in Devon. And that's actually the largest of our hotels, sitting in 7 acres of fantastic grounds with easy access to the seafront and the town centre. The Clifton, like all the other hotels, has dog runs. It's got the spending areas. So plenty of space for the guide dogs as well, which is very, very important. We also have the Laurison Hotel, which is at Weston-super-Mare. Now, the Laurison is ideal for everybody who doesn't really like to do a lot of walking, and they just like to relax and have a traditional seaside holiday. And it's right on the promenade. You basically come out the front of the hotel, cross the road, and you're on the prom. Go for a stroll, have an ice cream, you're right opposite the pier. Again, sitting in its own grounds, but really, really central. And then we have the Windermere Manor Hotel, which is a northern property, which obviously is my one that I look after as well. And that's set in 3 acres of landscape gardens, 10 minutes walk down to the shores of Lake Windermere. And again, you know, like the other hotels, we have the spending areas, the dog runs, etc. But what is unique about all the hotels compared to your mainstream hotels is that because we are part of Action for Blind People and the bigger RNIB family, all our staff have gone through specialist training. So they go through this training to make sure that they understand the needs of blind and partially sighted guests and that they can guide these guests properly throughout the hotel, give them information, but they understand what they need to make their holiday special, and so that these people can have independent holidays without worrying about having to ask a question or anything like that. Also, the hotels have been designed in a way, so in the bedrooms we've got like the level indicators, we've got the talking alarm clocks, and all the door frames and the doors are all colour coordinated so that, you know, the blind and partially sighted guests can work out where the handles and the locks, etc. The key fobs and the door numbers have got braille as well as regular lettering. And things like the menus and that, you know, they're in large print, they're in braille. We also have a menu app so that for those that are all techie, they can actually listen to the menu getting read to them on app. So it just makes for an enjoyable holiday and stress-free holiday. So, and our whole aim and our whole ethic is that, you know, our blind and partially sighted guests can come away, enjoy themselves, and not have to worry, not be stressed, not have a care in the world. Just enjoy the holiday like you and I would do if we're going away to a mainstream hotel. But the extra beauty about it is that because we managed to get some big lottery funding, all the hotels have got a couple of minibuses. Now that means that we can actually pick our guests up from the local railway station or bus station and do the transfers to the hotel. So we don't need to worry about that. If they've got their assistance booked on the train, we're there to meet them, pick them up at the hotel, get them to the station, and vice versa when they're leaving. And then when they're in the hotel and when they're staying during the holiday, we do certain excursions out and about to local places of interest. So for example, if it was in Windermere, you might be going out on for a cruise on the lake, or you might be going on the steam train or to the motor museum. down south. You could be going to Cheddar Gorge or, you know, other places of interest that are round about. And these are all included, because we've got the funding from the BLF, they're all included in the pricing that you pay when you come to the hotel. So there's lots of things to be doing. I mean, we had a group staying with us at Windermere just the other week there, and they were on a theme break, which all the hotels do, specialist theme breaks. And it was called Lambs and Daffodils, and they were actually out at a farm bottle feeding the newborn lambs, something I've never done, and I've never been able to get to do it, but they got to do it, and they had an absolute whale of a time. And it's all, our whole thing is all about making life simple and holidays simple for our blind and partially sighted guests.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, I'm a big advocate of the Vision Hotels, because that's how we came to live where we are now in Tynmouth, through staying at the hotel and loving it so much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I say, I've only been a year with them, and I wish I'd worked with them long, long before now, because the joy that we get as, you know, members of the team working in the hotels is absolutely fantastic. The difference we can see in these people's lives, you know, they come, they have a great time. But do you know what? We have got so many regulars throughout Vision Hotels that are absolute ambassadors for us. They come back time and time again. I mean, I know for a fact that in two of the hotels, that when people were leaving after Christmas and New Year this year, that actually the hotels are full now for Christmas and New Year next year, because they just all want to come back, because they get to know each other, they get to know new friends, make new friends, and that's maybe the only time they actually meet up with each other. It's when they come to a Vision Hotel. And the number of guests that we have that say they would not go on a holiday if it wasn't for Vision Hotels, because they get to know our staff, we get to know them. But it's not just the humans that we get to know. We get to know the four-legged friends as well, because we just absolutely adore the guide dogs. We have such fun with them. I mean, we often take them out, two or three of them, down to the free run area, play ball and sticks with them, and they just go mental, because it's the one time they can just forget about having to guide somebody and just actually go crazy and have fun with each other. And then as soon as they come out, the pens are back on duty again. But do you know what? They're just the most adorable creatures in the world, and they are absolutely fantastic. But again, their owners, they know that we will look after them. We have the dog beds are in the rooms when they arrive. The dog bowls are in the rooms. We get the food in for them, so that they don't have to worry about bringing the food with them for the dogs. And trust me, these dogs are on more diets than human beings. But it's fantastic, you know. And again, it's another worry off our clients' minds. They don't have to think about the dogs and what they need to bring for them, because they just have to come with the dog and everything else is in place for them. And I just think it's a unique service that we have. And it's one that we want to shout about, and we want more people to enjoy and to come along and stay at Vision Hotels and experience what we're about.
So what can people expect to see at Sight Village on the Vision stand?
On the Vision stand, we're going to have special promotions. We're going to have brochures about all the hotels. We're also going to have all the information on the theme breaks, and, you know, just different things that are happening at the hotels. But also we're going to be, as part of the bigger Action World, we're going to be talking about Online Today and Action Connect. Now, Action Connect is obviously a huge thing for us, because it's an online community whereby people, as it says, can connect via the internet to other like-minded people throughout the UK. And what we're trying to do is build up an online community for Vision Hotels and for Action, where people can exchange their experiences, they can talk to each other about things they've been doing, special events they've been doing. I mean, we've got people that go rock climbing, skateboarding, zip wiring, and, you know, they cross, they put the pictures up online. It's like a mini Facebook situation, but it's purely for our blind and partially sighted guests, so that they can actually interact with each other, in a safe environment where they can enjoy it. And what we're going to be doing at Sight Village is just promoting the whole well-being of what Vision Hotels is about and what it can do for them, how they can, because a lot of people are worried about going on holiday. It can be a big enough strain for, you know, anybody, but for, you know, bad enough if you have got, you know, a sight impairment. It's a bigger strain. And what we want to do is put their mind at ease and, you know, explain to them how you know, we will pick them up, how we can get them to the hotel and what other things we can do to help them so that they can come, enjoy the holiday and go away actually feeling the benefit of it and, you know, wanting to rebook and come back again.
Fantastic. So lots for people to see at Site Village from the Vision
Absolutely.
Hotels. So if people want to know more, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, the best thing is we actually have a central number, which, you know, they can come through to, or they can contact any of the hotels direct. You know, it's up to themselves. And they can go on to the website, which is www.visionhotels.co.uk. If they go onto that website, then they can actually get the information on each of the hotels. They can get all the telephone numbers, and they can actually get the information on Action Connect, which is the online community that we were talking about. So yeah, that's the best way if they go online. Or they can go to the Vision Hotels Facebook page, where there's loads of pictures of our guests doing activities, enjoying themselves, there's conversations going on, and it's just Vision Hotels UK on Facebook.
That's lovely. Well, we'll put all the details with this interview on the Audio Boom channel so that people can have it written down if they want to, and we'll put in all the contact details for the individual hotels as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thanks very much for giving us your time, Andrew.
No problem at all. My pleasure.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.